Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. What can I help you with today? That's the first question that Dr. Danielle Ofri, our next guest, asks of every patient. Well, it makes sense, but the responses she sometimes receives will shock you. They're instructive, especially if you're committed to being an effective patient who gets real value and satisfaction from that all-important doctor relationship. You wrote a fascinating article for the New York Times entitled Giving the Doctor a Second Chance, which was very generous on the part of a patient who announced to you, "You know, doctor, I almost didn't come back today. I was ready to choose another doctor, but I decided to give you a second chance." I have a fairly good idea as to how I would respond to that. I would certainly try biting my tongue. How did you respond to that? What is it, challenge?
It was quite the shocker. I said, "Good morning, how are you? How can I help you?" My usual pleasant overture. I knew I'd seen this patient once before about a year ago, and a quick glance at the notes suggested it was a relatively healthy patient. There wasn't anything big going on. So I was kind of shocked when she said this, because usually that kind of thing comes when you've had a major clash, a big disagreement on treatment, and I didn't see anything in the chart indicate that. So I had
From the patient's standpoint, the conversation didn't get any better. She said, "Someone said you were a good doctor, but I was not impressed. You know, Dr. Ofri, my previous doctor, even though he was just a resident in training, was much better than you." What are we dealing with here in terms of unrealized expectations? And frankly, I guess the larger issue is, who trains people, in this case, who trained this woman, to be a patient?
Well, nobody does, but she came in clearly. She had an experience with me that was much less than what she was expecting, and certainly much worse than what she had with her prior doctor, even though that doctor was only a doctor in training, and I'm one of the senior physicians. So I was quite shocked, a little bit hurt. It really stung, I will say that. And I kind of had this moment of freezing. What on earth had I done? Had I yelled at her? I didn't know. And again, I quickly looked at the chart, and I couldn't see anything. I mean, often if there's a...
What were her unfulfilled expectations?
Well, I didn't know. She kind of looked at me, and I said that, could... And I felt so bad. I didn't even remember the visit, one of, hundreds and thousands of healthy...
Oh, and that didn't make her happy, did it?
So I had to say, "Could you tell me what happened?" And then she was like, "Oh, it figures. You don't even remember."
Oh,
God. What have I done? So I finally asked her. I had to really kind of, lay it on the line. "I honestly don't remember. Could you please tell me?"
Well, at least you were honest. And if I can digress for a moment, physicians who are honest and candid with patients, especially about their mistakes and apologize, have not only a fairly good response from patients, but are much less apt to be sued if there's a problem. But let's move on here. So what happened?
So she finally, looking stonily at the wall, said, "You didn't do a physical exam." Hadn't done a physical exam at our last visit. So apparently I had...
So her expectation was that was part of the deal.
Which I think is a completely reasonable, expectation, and that normally is. And, there are occasions where we don't do it, but by and large, most medical visits have a physical exam. And I guess I had done the history, and I guess I figured out what was going on, and I either forgot or blanked out or didn't think I don't even remember.
Well, I think the message for the listener at this point is, do not assume that people can read your mind. I think it's very important to write down your expectations in advance, perhaps submit them by email or on the phone to the physician who's going to be seeing you, and tell them what you want, because silence is not golden.
Right, but I think if you have an expectation beyond the standard components of a visit, that may help. But I think most medical visits do involve a physical exam. It's like checking a blood pressure. She doesn't need to ask for that. That should be part of the visit. I had simply, I don't know what happened, but I forgot to do it. I simply forgot, and, she was... Now, maybe another patient wouldn't have been bothered so much, but in fact, she was. And it's interesting because I've written about the physical exam and whether it's in fact necessary.
Is it necessary?
Well, when you look at the medical research about the healthy patient physical exam, in fact, it adds very little. And most diagnoses are made on the history, and sometimes a brief exam may confirm, but it's very unusual for a completely unexpected thing.
But it's sort of a bonding experience too, isn't it, in terms of getting to know the patient?
But then that's the flip side. It is an expectation when you go to a doctor as opposed to going to a lawyer or an accountant. You don't expect your accountant to reach over and pat you on the belly, but you do expect your doctor to do that. And I think the language...
Well, for example, with my dermatologist, I always feel better after having an exam looking for moles and BCCs, skin cancers. And invariably, the dermatologist will have a conversation with me. What's new? What's different? Are you still putting on sunblock? Are you staying out of
the
sun?
Which I hope you are.
Oh, yes.
So absolutely. So the physical exam, and what I was concluding in that original article, was that the physical exam actually serves other functions, and that the medical part is, it's not insignificant, but it's probably less than I think that patients think it is. But it does serve as an important bonding, because this is a physical profession.
Yes, it is.
I also find that the physical exam is a moment that is a bit more intimate, and I find that many patients feel more comfortable speaking about things on their mind during the physical exam.
Well, people like to be touched. That's a connection.
That's a big part, but also there's no computer between us. We are communicating directly, and so countless times patients will tell me about the deeper things during the physical exam, whether it's depression, mental illness, domestic violence.
What's going on at home?
To talk about sexual dysfunction issues. They may not want to talk about when we're doing a history and physical, doing the history with the computer, but when we're at the table, the exam table, talking and touching, people often will talk about the more difficult things. So in that sense, the physical exam has many important functions. So here I was, having written about the physical exam, published it in the New York Times, and then, idiot me, I somehow forgot. I felt terrible.
But however, with this patient, you said to her, quote, "I would completely understand if you would feel more comfortable with a new doctor." Now that's an exit line. And what was her reply?
She was willing to give me a second chance.
How gracious.
And so I wonder if when we had our initial conversation that she felt that I was a reasonable doctor. She must have been obviously taken aback when the physical exam was missed, when I forgot to do that. But she had felt at least comfortable enough with my other skills to give me a second chance. Or maybe she just wanted to come back and tell me. And really, I'm so grateful because had she not come back and told me, I never would have known.
Oh, well, that's a very positive spin, as we say in journalism, on the event. You have a very upbeat attitude about your relationships with patients, and I really applaud you for dealing with the issue that way. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But it also makes me wonder, what other, oversights have I done or slights have I committed toward my patients that I don't know about? I mean, when you have a conflict or a clash, those you know about it. Remember them, but have I inadvertently, for other things I've done accidentally or slip of the mind, maybe I have left some other patients very upset and they haven't come back and told me.
You've written a wonderful book. Will you please tell us about it and how people can learn more about you and your work?
So the book is called What Doctors Feel, How Emotions Affect the Practice of Medicine. And I think the case with this patient lets you know that beyond the basics of the medicine, there's so much churning underneath emotions from the patient and the doctor's perspective. This book is about how the doctor's emotions impact the patient's medical care for good and sometimes for bad. I have a website, DanielleOffrey.com, DanielleOffrey, and then Offrey, OFRI.com.
Dr. Danielle Offrey, MD, practices in New York City and is a frequent guest on Body Language.